Sony inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound salvation.
This is Joe Callis, formerly of the Human League and the Rosillos, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Lithuanian composer Martin Rock engineers the collision of ambient noise and cinematic forces in his music, and we'll venture into deep space with him on the next Deep Threes. Plus, music from Christina Pato, VJ Iyer, William Onyebor, and Nina Cherry. Deep Threes. Where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Tune in or turn out Saturday, October 23rd to John Cage's Rozart mix, realized by artist Aaron Dillaway at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson. The performance will be at the John Cage Trust from noon to sunset with collaborating tape players including Twig Harper from Nautical Almanac, Rosie Actor Engel, John Weiss, Mike Colino, and C. Lavender. John Cage's Rozart mix was composed in 1965 for a performance at Brandeis University's Rose Art Gallery. The score is correspondence between John Cage and Alvin Lucier concerning preparations for the concert utilizing tape loops. Aaron Dillaway, who's known for his work in Wolf Eyes and many other collaborations, was a former Wave Farm resident who worked with tape loops and cart machines in his residency in Accra.
Anyone attending this event must show proof of vaccination and register to make an appointment to be scheduled to see the show.
You can find out more about the Saturday, October 23rd performance of John Cage's Rozart mix, realized by artist Aaron Dillaway, in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Charles Haler of Coxsackie, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that Rensselaer County officials will hold an online public meeting at 5:30 p.m. September 21st for town residents about the PFOA contamination found at two homes and the Algonquin Middle School. So far, the source of the PFOA contamination is a mystery, and a second round of testing of local drinking water is taking place. Usually when PFOA is found, there is a logical industrial source, such as in Hoosick Falls, or a firefighting training facility nearby, like in Cairo. In Postenkill, there is no obvious source. A Rensselaer County announcement read, and I quote, "The virtual meeting on September 21st will be an opportunity for the county to provide new information on a second round of testing in the area and to answer questions from the public, because the second round of testing is just starting. There will not be data available until late next month." PFOA is an acronym for perfluorooctanoic acid, which is a variant of PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Columbia Green Media that Town Supervisor Robert Butler predicts there will be another vote September 20th to break the current 2-2 tie over whether to rescind a 2016 resolution to transfer management of the Athens Community Center building from the village to the town. On September 6, Butler and town councilperson Mary Brandau voted against rescinding the 2016 resolution, while Michael Regani and Shannon Spinner voted in favor.
Anthony Paluch did not attend the meeting, but is expected on September 20th. The Athens Town Board previously agreed to take over the building, but now does not want to pay renovation costs. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Representative Antonio Delgado, State Senator Michelle Hinchey, and State Assemblyperson Chris Teague were at Black Horse Farms in Athens September 16th, hoping to create support for the Small Farm to School Act. The bill would provide a nickel per lunch subsidy when a component of the meal is sourced from a small local farm from federal and state taxpayer funds. Hinchey said, and I quote, "New York is an ag state and we have an incredible opportunity to bring healthier school meals to our children while creating new markets for small farmers and strengthening our local economies at the very same time," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that while scientists have sounded alarms about global warming, there have been few warnings about alligators surfacing in Dutchess County until now. On September 14th, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation captured a 50-pound alligator outside of Van Wyck Junior High School at 1:19 a.m. A next-door neighbor spotted the alligator from her living room window and called 911. The animal was taken to an area animal rehabilitation specialist for evaluation. Police released no information about how the alligator got to Dutchess County. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 57 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 72 degrees. And Sunday night, clear with a low of around 51 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty! Or give me death!
WGXE, the station that gives you liberty.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
That was Concrete Utopie from the artist Scanner from the 2021 album Trawl.
Number nine.
That was Six Organs of Admittance from 2021 with the single Somewhere in the Hexagon of Saturn on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 8 8 8 8 8 8 8.
Thank you.
That was music from harpist Zena Parkins, on reeds Met Rasmussen, and on drums Ryan Sawyer, with the song Melts in the Surface from the 2021 album Glass Triangle, on the radio at WGXC.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Raise us.
New 2021 music from Tune Yards. That's the song Hold Yourself.
Number
six. Next, we hear 2021 music from Riley Walker. The song is Rang Dizzy from the Course in Fable album.
I remember being final and free, but the corner were stuck laughing. Never abroad, and I'm chewing on a Lucy. Dragon brain drain, you're choosing. Folks dodging, singing karaoke of credit. Blank center, must go the walls of your apartment. Square footage with my hands, and I am sightless. Dealer shuffles and gardens in the card deck. I am wise. I'm so fried. Rain dizzy inside. Cast iron curls up a thing for me. Presented to the crowd, remains invitingly. Sucker full, fossilized purple bruising. I inhale pure carbon like a movie. Each Wednesday, load my boot up with a beast. State flag and newsprint, optics take the lead. Snapshot of love from winded by the breeze. Fake gas pump for photo opportunities. I'm wise. I'm so fried. Brain dizzy inside. Ship. We on a nickname basis, but social setting the lighthouse. I extend my hand to all probable possibilities that I may be baptized in seltzer made from glaciers. As cherry water runs down my spine, I recall coupon codes from minimum wage jobs. Unionized by labor kept in sheepskin. Saving up for tires that light up when you drive them. She was a real cool hand in the icy figure eight. My dreams were projected on national monuments. I sat alone wondering should I dose again or just break into song with Illinois flowers.
Number five.
This
is Tabasco from William Parker, the legendary free jazz bass player, out in 2021. This is Tabasco.
Thank you.
number
4444444.
Here's 2021 music from St. Vincent. This is called The Melting of the Sun. Here is a 2021 new single from the Mountain Goats. The song is called The Slow Parts on Death Metal Albums.
Jumping.
flipping symbols bravely, bravely. Go where I'm not wanted. Stand where the light hits hard. Almost full grown. Drive home alone and listen to the slow part. To find the mask that fits me. Shaking the curves. Behaving as the beacons fit me. Denim and leather. Silver strap to please the diehard. Let me dance till I die. Turn the volume up high and listen to the slow parts. Alien ships from ancient realms.
We're going to do some transmitting and receiving now. This is Modest Mouse's 2021 song, Transmitting Receiving, from the Golden Casket album on the radio at WGXC.
Bathtubs into drains, but something's on.